Buckle up, friends, and welcome to the Thriving Alcohol-Free Podcast. I'm your host, Deb, otherwise known as Mocktail Mom, a retired wine drinker that finally got sick and tired of spinning on life's broken record called Detox to Retox. Let this podcast be an encouragement to you if alcohol is maybe a form of self-care for you, or you find yourself dragging through the day waiting to pour another glass. I am excited to share with you the fun of discovering new things to drink when you aren't drinking and the joy of waking up each day without a hangover. It is an honor to serve as your sober fun guide, so sit back and relax or keep doing whatever it is you're doing. This show is produced for you with love from the great state of Kentucky. Thanks so much for being here and big time cheers. Hey friends, it's Deb. Welcome to Thriving Alcohol Free. I am so excited. Today, I have a guest I've never met before, and I have followed her Instagram for a long time, and she knows what she's doing, making drinks. She knows what she's doing, and I was like, you need to come on the podcast, and you need to share with the listeners, especially because it's dry July. What are you drinking when you're not drinking? So I want to introduce everybody to Chelsea Mitchell. She is Instagram handle Present Mind Drinking. Did I say it right?
Yep, you did. You got that right.
It is so great to meet you. Okay, so are you in Georgia right now? You live in Georgia?
I am. Okay. I am in the suburbs right now.
Okay. And how did you get into the non-alcoholic space?
It was a fluke, honestly. I have an alcohol use disorder. I quit drinking about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I just got really interested about 5 years into my sobriety about them. So about 2 years ago now, I jumped in. I started with Seed Lip. And some really terrible wine that I won't mention.
And, we could do a whole list of wines not to try. Maybe that is an episode we should do.
Yeah, the wines that nothing is going to fix.
Yes, then no amount of bitters or anything. Yes.
Yep, exactly.
That's good. Okay, so that was like what, 2 years ago then?
2 years ago. I've been doing this for 2 years, and the Instagram thing just was social media pressure. People in my life were like, you need to get on Instagram and do this. And so I created this Instagram account. Didn't think it through much.
Yeah.
And here we are.
I love it. Yeah. Don't overthink it, right? Just get started, right? Sometimes that's the most encouraging thing. Yeah. And how has it been sharing on Instagram for you? How's the experience been?
Instagram is fun. I like Instagram. I'm getting used to TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Bless it. It is difficult.
People are a little meaner. They're a little rougher over there. Yeah. They're a little rougher. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now you have, what is Threads?
Threads.
Now there's, I can't.
I know. Isn't that hilarious? It's like we needed something else. We need nothing else. We don't need another thing. But I got on there too. So it's like, whatever. Get on them all.
Oh, everybody got on. And my parents looked at me the other day and they're like, well, you're going to do it, right? And I was like, shush. Yes. I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Yes. Peer pressure again.
So people were encouraging you to start your Instagram account. That is so interesting. Is it because you were making drinks for them or they just knew? Do you have a background as like a bartender, mixologist? No.
I was posting, just on Facebook,
daily mix-up
sort of stuff. There was a couple of social media sites I was posting on, but just general me stuff. And they were like, there's a following here. You should do something.
Yes. Yeah. So. Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you did. Your drinks inspire me. I mean, you always have like so many fun things, so many good drinks. You put out the best content. So I love following you. So definitely everybody needs to follow Present Mind Drinking if you're not already, I guess in all of the places, right? You're not just on Instagram.
I'm on TikTok now. It's fun.
It's a little crazy. So it's dry July. Let's talk a little bit about dry July for the folks if they're listening right now. Maybe what is something, are there a couple like go-to drinks or press the easy button drinks, or what would you recommend maybe people to start trying if they want to dip their toe in the mocktail world?
Yeah, go-to and easy. I have one right here. I'm not going to show it because this is my best friend's laptop and getting any liquid near here is bad. But my go-to is the Ritual Aperitif.
Oh, is that how you say it?
the yes. new Ritual Aperitif and the Fever Tree Blood Orange Ginger Beer.
That's just so good.
A little bit of that in a bottle, and I garnish it with dehydrated oranges or nothing if I'm being boring.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
delicious. It's delicious. You don't always need a garnish. All of my things have garnishes. You don't always need a garnish.
I agree with you. Yes, yes. I agree with you. Like, don't let a garnish stop you. You know, if you don't have one. Right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I never remember half the time. I'll like make the drink and I'm on to other things. Yeah.
Remember. Yeah, there's not always time. There's not always time. You just want to get your fix in. There you go.
Yeah, and you know what? I like what you said about like the dehydrated like fruit. So easy mm-hmm. to do. And if you have like maybe limes that are about to go bad or oranges, like just slice them up. And you don't even need a dehydrator, you know, machine, you know, whatever, appliance or anything. You can just put them in the oven. I think I did mine at like 200, I think it was like 4 hours. I like flipped them halfway. I did them a little long. They were a little crispy, a little too crunchy.
Yeah, they'll crack and get all, yeah.
Yeah, so is that how you do yours in the oven?
I do mine in the oven. I have a convection oven.
Okay.
So I have the fan going, so it's a little bit easier. And I do it on a baking tray, a wire baking tray, so I don't ever have to flip them.
Okay.
But it's about it's 200 for 3 to 4 hours, because I usually do a mass amount.
Okay.
And the more you have in your oven, the more like moisture is going to be swirling around in there, so it takes a little longer.
A little time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you call that ritual? What do you call your blood, Fever Tree Blood Orange and the aperitif? Do you have a special name for it? Or is that just a drink you made up?
It's something that, honestly, I was sitting around here the other day and I was like, what am I going to drink on this interview? Because I need something that I love, but I need something that's easy because people are going to ask me what I'm drinking.
Yes.
And I wanted to... Because it's a new product, I wanted to feature that one because it's so good.
It is so good. It's very bitter. I think you have to get a little used to it, don't you think? Yeah, I think maybe it's a little surprising for some people.
It's like the Pathfinder bitter. If you've had the Pathfinder, it's very...
I love it.
You have to get used to that.
It has a little different flavor.
There's one recipe floating around out there by Ian Blessing. Who love him. And he's got a Pathfinder beverage, and it's perfect because it's an intro to the bitter flavors, and I think it's a great product.
Awesome, that's awesome. So. Yes, love it. Is there another like favorite that you have, or you have so many? You have a lot in your repertoire
it's
here.
Really hard, yeah.
It is hard.
Just went through my bar and was just like, okay. Choose. And we need to, one, see what's expired, and two, choose what goes to the bar. My favorite, does all the bitter count?
Sure. Yes, it does.
It's what I add to everything across the board as far as spirits go, beer, wine, spirits, honestly. So all the bitter, pretty much.
Okay.
That'd be my favorite.
And is there, so is it the orange that's like you go to, the New Orleans, the aromatic? I love the lavender, the new.
It's so hard to choose.
I know, it's like trying to pick your favorite. You like the lavender?
It's either the lavender or the New Orleans. I have the little travel New Orleans. I'll have the whole travel pack, and they go everywhere with me. They are in my purse at all times. They travel. They're my friends.
I love it. And the little dinosaurs. No. Do the dinosaurs come with you too?
Yes. I actually have one on my mantle.
Oh, I love... You have one on your mantle?
Yes.
Yeah, for anybody who has never ordered from All the Bitter, which most likely most everybody... If you haven't, they're fantastic non-alcoholic bitters. And Ian and Carly Blessing are the founders of the company, and we both love them. So shout out to Ian and Carly. But when you place your order, when you receive your order, there's always like a little tiny... plastic dinosaur inside the box.
Yes.
So it's like a little, I don't know, get to peek around in there, find a dinosaur. I have a couple of different color dinosaurs here in the house.
And you can choose your favorite. You get to pick your favorite.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So how about like non-alcoholic wines? Okay. You mentioned there were tons that you don't like. Are there a few that you do love that maybe you'd recommend for people to try for Dry July?
I was never a huge wine person back when I did drink, but Champagne Saturdays were a thing.
Oh.
And so I love Bubbly's and the Naughty the rosé for naughty, or the regular de-alkalinized, the white is just lovely. I love both of those.
Okay.
Because I don't like wine so much. Jukes, that's like a wine alternative, yes, type thing. The apple cider vinegar based stuff. Mm-hmm. I love that. They do a lot of food pairings, which I'm big on.
Those are really good. And those, like, you just mix it with like sparkling water, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, yeah, that's, yeah, how I've.
And they,
yeah,
have the ready to drink ones now.
Oh, that's they right. That's right. Yep. The cans.
Yep.
They're very good. Yes. And the apple cider vinegar gives it that little bit of bite. You know, like, yes, personally, like, I was a wine drinker, so I miss that little bite, you know, from the, mm-hmm, wine. So that's really nice. Okay. So you like, yeah, the Jukes. Okay. Yeah. All right. And how, yeah, about, are you a beer drinker?
I, beer is sort of like a festival thing for me. It was always like a music, yeah, thing for me. I, yeah, associate that with music and a loved one who has passed on now. And my favorite, as an homage sort of to him, would be, aww, the Well-Being Brewing Victory Week. Wheat, excuse,
aww,
me. He was a Blue Moon guy, and I, okay, love Blue Moon because of him. And, aww, if you drink Well-Being with a lime, or excuse me, an orange, it just screams his mama's porch in the summer. It's just perfect. Aww. It's just nostalgic. It's wonderful.
Oh, so it brings back, so, those wonderful memories.
Yes,
but without a hangover, right?
Yes. And there were, yeah, so many hangovers back then.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah. No more. Oh, I love that. That's actually Richard Loud's, his, one of his favorites is the Well-Being, yeah, Victory. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Out there running and drinking a beer. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it one, do you love the non-alcohol, yeah, the sober community on, like on Facebook and Instagram? I feel like it's a small community, like it's a small community, even though we're all over the country, all over the world. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's wonderful to be able to connect in such a positive space.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot out there in the world that's not so positive on the internet. And
I agree.
There are people out there who are going to bring their own negativity. But as a whole, all these spaces in the non-alcoholic, like Facebook, Instagram world, are really positive.
I agree. I agree. And I feel like it's a very untainted part of the internet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're, yeah, not going to let it get ruined. It
stays, yeah, no.
It's going to stay this way. We just have to protect. Just, it's not about anything else. It's just about encouraging one another to remain alcohol free, or to, you know, wherever we are on our journey. Some people want to moderate who listen to me, and that's great. I, you know, sure, there's no judgment. But for me, that's, yeah, almost 2.5 years. Well, I guess over 2.5 years now, alcohol free.
Yay! Absolutely.
Yay!
Rock,
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Oh, thank, that's, you. Wild. Yes. Yes. Yeah, we're doing it, right? We're just, yes, doing it. I thought the fun would be over, and I thought there was nothing good to drink if I wasn't pouring Chardonnay every evening. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're thinking the fun is over. Maybe you're thinking, what on earth will I drink if I'm not drinking? So join me and the members of Thriving Alcohol Free with Mocktail Mom. We are a community of like-minded women supporting one another. Not a sober program, just a place to connect and have a good time, to make some new friends that you can drink with. We have weekly happy half hours. We have daily connections, touch points where you can be supported wherever you are on your alcohol-free journey. There is no shame, whether it's day one or day 1,000, or you're just sober curious and you want to see, what would this be like if I wasn't drinking? What options are there? So join us. ThrivingAlcoholFree.com is the direct website, or you can go to MocktailMom.com and just click on membership. And I would love to share with you some more details, or reach out, and we would love to be of support to you. Big time cheers. Okay, so when you go out to a restaurant, if you go into a place and there's not a mocktail on the menu, is there something you like to order, or do you have a go-to mocktail you like to order?
I'm a big gin girl, and yeah, if I look, I'm big on looking on the menu to see what they've got. If they don't have a mocktail menu, like, I'll look at their salads and, uh-huh, see if they've got like something with a cucumber on it, like a chef salad, because if they've got cucumber, they can make you a cucumber gimlet without any spirits in it. It's just, okay, lime, club soda, simple, muddled cucumber. Like, it's really easy.
Easy.
That's my go-to.
Easy. Like, and so refreshing for the summer.
Yeah. I had one when I was in Kansas City the other day. It wasn't on their menu, but I noticed they had a chef salad. And I was like, well, if they've got a cucumber, we can do this.
We can just, okay. And how was the response? Because I know sometimes people feel very intimidated. Like if there's not a mocktail on the menu, they feel very intimidated. Like, you know, what can I order? So how did you order it? And how was the response from the server?
I have no idea how the bartender felt, but I do know the server came. I do know he came back with a question. He was like, how do you want this substituted? And that's also on me. I should have come to this guy up front and said, you know, I wanted the gin substituted with club soda. I just kind of shot off my order.
Sure.
Because at this point, I feel like people should know how to do this.
Yeah. I'm thinking about this all the time.
Yeah. They don't. I have plenty of bartender friends and bless them. They're watching this and I love them. But you have to teach people. Like it's not common knowledge yet. So, I mean, it's not common knowledge and these people are learning and you have to have empathy and you have to come at it from you're going to get some bad drinks at first, unfortunately, I think.
True. Yep.
And you gotta roll with the punches on that one. You can send a drink back. Send a drink back. If it is not to your liking, girl, people, just send it back. It is not the end of the world. Yeah. Get it to your liking. If it's too sweet, get some club soda in that. Yeah. It is okay. Yeah.
Good advice. It is okay. Very good advice. Yeah, very good advice. And you're going to have, we're going to have drinks that we don't like. You're going to have to go through, you know, kiss some frogs, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh,
right, yeah. To find
there,
the ones that you love.
There are spirits out there that I cannot stand, and well, I can stomach almost anything if you mix it right. But you know, you're gonna have a palate that maybe not everybody has. You know, you're gonna have to test out different things.
Yeah. Very true. That is very true. Okay, so are there any sober firsts that you've had that have been, I'm sure you've had a lot of sober firsts, but what's been like the most exciting thing kind of that you've done as a sober first?
Oh, I'm going to try not to cry. Oh, it was so cool. Oh. It's been about a year and a half, but when I used to drink, I used to live in a bar. I still kind of live in a bar. But I used to sing. I love to sing.
Okay.
And I don't sing sober in public.
Okay.
I do not do that. And the other, about a year and a half ago, my friend was like, nope, you're getting up there. My friend Haley and her brother got up there with me and we sang in public in front of an audience and it is recorded.
Aww.
And I did that sober and that was probably the coolest thing I've ever done. Aww. So that and go to New York too. I went to New York sober. But that singing in public and traveling sober are
huge.
Wild. You experience
it, isn't it? Yeah. Do you find traveling, like, is it hard to like go through airports? Like I know a lot of people say like, I feel that way. Like it was like, oh, okay, I'm going to have a glass of wine before I get on the plane or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, is that hard for you, airports? Or you mean like being out, like just traveling in general?
Airports are kind of difficult. Because I associate airports with gin and tonics.
Yeah.
And I associate airplanes with massive amounts of alcohol. So I was traveling recently and I got flagged down twice and patted down twice on this trip. Like it was going through TSA was wild this time.
Very stressful.
So yeah, just traveling in general can be very stressful for me. And at the most recent traveling excursion, I went to KC and with my family, my siblings, and that's probably the hardest thing I've done sober recently. That's a sober first was
good for you.
That was hard.
Good for you, Chelsea. You're doing it.
Oh yeah. Rocking it.
Yeah. Rocking it. I love it. I love it. I love it. What advice maybe would you give to somebody who's just sober curious or just maybe they're taking a break this month? You know, they're just kind of seeing how they feel. Is there any advice you would give to them? You're 7+ years in.
Yeah. I actually have a loved one out there who is trying to do the sober thing as we speak. And my advice to that person and to these people would be, go at it gently. You know, offer yourself some grace because it's hard. And we live in a culture that glorifies alcohol. I would say that, you know, if you're sober curious and you want to try completely sober living, you're going to have some slip-ups. I don't really speak often about my slip-ups because I have a sort of on again. I was completely on alcohol and then one day I was almost completely off of it. It was just like an overnight transformation for me personally.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. I didn't do a lot of relapse, but like, I don't know. Just go at it with some empathy, some grace, knowing that there are setbacks and you can get back on the horse.
Yeah.
It's not all or nothing. You can go at it with some gray thinking. Yeah. I'm not good at the gray area thinking.
Okay.
I'm very black and white. So that's why my choice to get sober was a black and white sort of thing. But most people, it's not. And you just be gentle. Be gentle.
Yeah. Really, really good advice to give yourself grace, because I think we beat ourselves up, especially when we know we're drinking more than we want to, right? We're just putting ourselves down in our own mind. And so to be gentle with yourself as you walk towards a sober lifestyle, whatever that looks like, you know, and there are many people in the same boat as you, like kind of very black and white. And so that's really, really good advice. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Big time cheers to you for tuning in to the Thriving Alcohol-Free Podcast. I hope you will take something from today's episode and make one small change that will help you to thrive and have fun in life without alcohol. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social, send up a flare, or leave a rating and a review. I am cheering for you as you discover the world of non-alcoholic drinks and as you journey towards authentic freedom. See you in the next episode.